The letter then went on to complain about something which the party has known about since mid-May. People, not just because people might read my Twitter account, but because I talked about it with central office staff, namely that I had voted for the Liberal Democrats, and when Lord Heseltine said that he was voting Lib Dem, I declared publicly on Twitter that I had voted for the Liberal Democrats. The party... the letter from Brandon Lewis said that the party didn't want to expel me, but they wanted the Conservative Muslim Forum to remove me as chairman, and only the CMF itself can do that. The party can't remove me as chairman of the Conservative Muslim Forum because it's a separate independent body affiliated to the party. I was elected by the membership. And the Conservative Muslim Forum executive therefore held an emergency meeting on Thursday, at which I was present along with my wife and 11 other members of the executive, plus Lord Sheikh and our executive secretary. The prosecution case was put, as it were. I was given full opportunity to defend myself. And then the executive voted 11 to expel me, 2 abstentions, namely me and my wife, and I was therefore duly expelled from the Conservative Muslim Forum because that's the only way to remove me from the chairmanship.
Are you still a member of the party, Muhammad Amin?
I'm still a member of the party at the moment because Mr. Johnson hasn't been elected as its leader. If he is elected as its leader, I will resign. And I've emphasised that I bear my...
You resign your membership from the Conservative Party?
That's right. Yes. And I've emphasised that I bear my colleagues on the Conservative Muslim Forum executive no malice because there were clear, but sort of thinly veiled threats from the party chairman that if the Conservative Muslim Forum didn't expel me, it might be disaffiliated. I think that was a bluff, but of course it's a risk that each member of the executive has to decide for themselves, and they decided that it was too great a risk to bear.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something called Godwin's Law, Mr. Amin, and that is...
Correct. Yes.
But why don't you explain...
I'm familiar with Godwin's Law. Godwin's Law says that in any debate... The first person to mention the first of all, any debate, especially on the internet, will eventually mention the Nazis and the Holocaust. Mm. And sort of the second part of Godwin's Law is that whoever mentions the Nazis and the Holocaust first is losing.
Yeah.
So I've certainly violated a sort of version of that. Yeah. But I've got a sort of refinement, which is sort of... part 3 of Godwin's Law, which is that whenever you mention the Nazis, even if it's accurate to do so, people will misinterpret what you're saying.
Yeah. Can I move you to Boris Johnson's...
I do have one defender, by the way, Anne Widdecombe, in her in the Express. Anne Widdecombe wrote that she had listened very carefully to the interview, and she confirmed that I had not compared Mr. Johnson to Hitler, which
right.
I didn't.
Yeah. But can I move you on a serious note? I imagine you regret the reference to Hitler, as you've said already, so I won't press
I'm in two minds about it, because the negative side is, of course, it's caused a lot of people to misunderstand it, but the positive side is that the comments have had far more attention than they would have done otherwise.
Yeah, but there's an easier line to go down, and that's what I'd like to ask you about, and that is the revelations that Boris Johnson appears to have been in a close back and forth with Steve Bannon over his resignation speech when he was Foreign Secretary. How do you feel about that?
I commented last year when I was talking about the article that Mr. Johnson wrote in The Telegraph about his links with Mr. Bannon. I tweeted about his links, Jacob Rees-Mogg meeting with Mr. Bannon, and I consider that wholly inappropriate.
And so I think that you're saying Boris Johnson will become Prime Minister. Clearly, it's highly likely he will do. Unless you're seeing something I'm not with the poll results when it comes to the Conservative Party membership, are you preparing to resign?
I am preparing to resign. Of course, resignation letters don't take long to write, but I have no intention of resigning until the result is actually announced, because anything might happen.
Okay, well, Mr. Amin, I invite you back on this show once you've made your decision. You're, as far as I'm concerned, a man, as I've said to you on social media, of moral integrity. I've never known you to be speaking without concern for your conscience. So thank you for joining me, and do join us once you and if you make a decision about your future with the with your membership of the Conservative Party. All right, that was Muhammad Amin, from the former chairman of the Conservative Muslim Forum. We're going to go back to the calls in a moment. The number to call is 0345 6060973. I would hasten to remind you that there are two very legitimate issues I've just raised that you could have concern around Mr. Johnson's relationship with Steve Bannon, about his treatment of Muslims within the Conservative Party. You just heard from the former chairman of the Conservative Muslim Forum, who'd been chairman since 2014, having now been removed because he criticised Mr. Johnson's approach to Muslim communities. These are matters for public debate. And I encourage people who agree with me politically, or indeed who disagree with Mr. Johnson and his kind of politics, especially a no-deal Brexit, to try and maintain a level of decorum in our public debate so we don't stoop to the level that American politics under President Trump has appeared to stoop to, which is gaslighting people over the truth, which is violating all principles and all morality for the sake of scoring points against your enemy. That is not the kind of country I wish to live in. You're listening to Majid Nawaz, and the time now is 12:45.
James O'Brien, Monday to Friday from 10 a.m.
Would you rather Brexit took place even if it caused Scotland to leave the United Kingdom? So the Conservative and Unionist Party, 63% yes, 29% no. Nobody else has any say in this process whatsoever. If you voted for Brexit for more democracy, this is on you. I apologise, actually, this is not on you. This is on the people that lied to you.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
So, your accountant does your audit for you, looks at your accounts, calculates your tax, stuff like that. But would you benefit from long-term advice, an expert to look at your business model and help your business grow? And most importantly, someone to look after you, the owner. At Barnes Roof, our partners get to know their clients and want to become part of their team. Is it time to see what we can do for you? Arrange your free consultation at barnesroof.com. Barnes Roof, clever accountants for business.
Block management. Two very simple words. But what do they actually mean? Well, there's budget approval for starters, then service charge invoices, health and safety paperwork, cleaning, gardening, maintenance, inspections, contracts, insurance, emergency call-outs, and a whole lot more besides.
So for complete block management solutions, just remember three simple letters, ABC. ABC Estates will take care of all your day-to-day management, leaving you as happy as Larry. See abcestates.co.uk or call 0800 888 6688.
There are few greater joys in life than a sumptuous hot bath. Time to let the stresses of the day just melt away. Unless your plumbing goes, that's a recipe for a meltdown. But Trusted Trader are always on hand to help. TrustedTrader.com have lots of really lovely tradespeople who are vetted, reviewed, and reliable. So if you need a plumber or other professionals in their trade, just relax. Trusted Trader are only a click away.
A five-star vacuum cleaner. Powerful, manoeuvrable, this baby is the real deal. From cat hair to cobwebs, this sucks in everything in sight.
Even you. That's right. This is a fake review, and I'm getting paid to write it. So while you're left with a dodgy vac, I'll be the one who's really cleaning up.
A fake review could cost you more than you think. A Witch membership helps you avoid these lies. Search Witch for impartial product reviews. Witch. Keep questioning.
When you buy the award-winning Alfa Romeo Giulia or the Stelvio Performance SUV, you can pretend it's for the 5-year warranty, the 3 years free servicing, 5 years roadside assistance, or the 5 years 0% APR. But the real reason is, you just want an Alfa Romeo. Start something beautiful. Visit alfaromeo.co.uk.
5 years or 75,000 miles warranty. Minimum 35% customer deposit. 60-month term. HP sales until 30th of June 2019. T&Cs apply. Alfa Romeo Financial Services.
You can complain free to your lender or the Financial Ombudsman about missold PPI. Alternatively, if you haven't got the time or the inclination, then just get the claims guys to manage the claims process for you. With the August 29th deadline approaching, time's at a premium anyway. So if you can't find your paperwork or you're not even sure you have PPI, it's definitely time to make a decision and start your PPI claim before it's too late. Text ANSWER to 66777. Text ANSWER to 66777 now.
The Claims Guys.
This is LBC with Majid Nawaz.
Good afternoon. Now look at the newspapers, look at the headlines, look at the conversation. Rather than being dominated by the excellent story reveals that Boris Johnson seems to have had a close, detailed relationship with Steve Bannon involving drafting his resignation speech when he was Foreign Secretary, rather than focusing on that, you guys, very much like how you get distracted by Trump when he veers off course and distracts you with the latest piece of gossip about how he sits on the toilet in the White House, rather than looking at the actual policy he's implementing surreptitiously in the meanwhile. Instead of talking about Steve Bannon's relationship with Boris Johnson, you want to talk about an argument he had with his girlfriend, and I bet you, you're going to set yourselves up for failure. I can assure you, if this gets out of hand, Carrie Simmons is just going to stand up and say, leave my private life alone, I'm fine, stop talking about a domestic I had with my boyfriend. Then what are you going to say? You're going to start blaming the one you were calling a victim all this time as well. You've allowed yourselves to become totally distracted. Meanwhile, there is a proper and serious story in the newspapers about Steve Bannon's relationship with our future Prime Minister, a man who he, by the way, I remind you, endorsed. Steve Bannon's already endorsed him. That's what we should be talking about. Meanwhile, the Conservative Muslim Forum chairman, since 2014, has just been removed from his post because he criticised Boris Johnson's relationship with the Muslim communities. That's not a story. You're more interested in Coronation Street-style gossip about a domestic he's had in his flat with his girlfriend that led to no criminal offence whatsoever and no cause for concern, according to the police. So rather, you'd rather gossip and abandon high moral principle than actually talk about matters of public record. And then you wonder why I'm so concerned with the level of our debate. Of course I'm going to be concerned if the chairman of the Conservative Muslim Forum has just been sacked from his post because of raising a real and substantive issue that affects people like me in this country. But you'd rather gossip about somebody's argument with his lover. Steve Bannon, the man responsible for the xenophobic turn and the ultranationalist identitarian turn of President Trump's campaign, has a close relationship and endorsement of Boris Johnson that directly affects people like me in this country, minorities that you postulate to care about. And yet you'd rather gossip about a man having a domestic. That's how we get so distracted that our politics ends up, before we even realising it, sleepwalking towards abuse and violence. It's precisely the kind of tabloid style of conversation that Trump was very well known for during his campaign and how he became president. James wants to speak to us from Richmond. Tell us what you think, James.
Hi, Majid. My point entirely, that's why I rang up, actually, is that the irony of all of this, and I dislike Mr. Johnson immensely and think he will be a nightmare of a prime minister, but the irony is that these foolish people who recorded the fact that they recorded it and sent it to the police destroys the whole concept.
Sent it to the Guardian. Sent it to the Guardian.
Of what might have been remotely truthful. But the irony is exactly what you've just made, of the point you've just made, is that it detracts from the main concerns that one should have of exactly Steve Bannon's involvement with him and starts to make people feel sorry for Mr. Johnson because of this particular a nonsense that has transpired. And the fact that Mr. Trump, when he turned up in England recently, praised Johnson to the hills, was to me a flag to show that clearly there is Mr. Bannon involved with Mr. Johnson, and clearly Mr. Bannon's so-called banishment from the White House is a publicity stunt, that you can be sure that he is speed dial with Mr. Trump. And
James, I'll tell you one thing. Once Mr. Johnson becomes Prime Minister, which I've always said he will do, Mr. Bannon's going to do a victory lap telling us that his two men are now in office on both sides of the Atlantic. And we're talking about an argument the man's had with his lover in his and a domestic dispute. It's like we're in a soap opera.
I couldn't agree with you more.
This is precisely, James, by the way, this is what George Orwell wrote about, how to distract people from the real substance of the news by getting them involved in irrelevant gossip.
Exactly, that's not, that book is so relevant today as it was when he wrote it. But the sad thing is what you've said many times. how the extremes of the left and the extremes of the right are so similar. And here you have the left mimicking Trump's idea of nonsense and fake news and gossip to detract from the main thing that Trump is doing. And they are helping Mr. Johnson rather than hindering him, and that is where they're foolish. And
James, it's the kind of story I'd expect from the Daily Mail. In fact, it's precisely the kind of story the Daily Mail ran on me when I ran as a Liberal Democrat candidate in 2015. They published a sold to them video of me at a stag night on a bachelor's party. Right?
And,
but by the way, at the time, I got a lot of sympathy from the left talking about, oh, this is the Daily Mail invading your privacy, tabloid smut. And that this is precisely the sort of behaviour we shouldn't be engaging in, regardless of what side of the political spectrum people are on.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's disgusting. And the whole nonsense that, you know, seriously, the ludicrous nonsense that Michael Gove did cocaine 25 years ago, or this one did a joint 10 years. I mean, all of this is nonsense. What is interesting, even Nigel Farage, God bless him, said that what Boris was talking about yesterday is total and utter nonsense and cannot be achieved. And that's what people should be focusing on, that Boris Johnson is still sprouting complete and utter lies that he knows there is not one iota of a chance he can do.
Let me elaborate. Let me elaborate, James. Nobody is focusing on the fact that Mr. Johnson in his debate talked about implementing GATT24, which is impossible because it requires agreement from both sides. It is a deal. So how do you exit with no deal and say we're going to be in the GATT situation when that requires consent? In other words, it is a deal and you don't have that consent. Then he talks about the implementation period. We're going to have no deal, but in the implementation period, we're going to organise a free trade agreement. The implementation period is part of Theresa May's deal that you're saying you don't adhere to. These are the substantive conversations, whether I'm right or wrong about them, that we should be having. Instead, we're spending an entire day debating about the fact the man's had an argument with his girlfriend.
Exactly. And you know, if one wanted to be a conspiracy theorist, one would say, you know what? Maybe this is all the part and parcel of the bigger picture. This suits Boris Johnson, and it does. Yeah. It actually suits him. He was sitting there, you know, anything is water off a duck's back to Boris. But I thought he was brilliant the way that he...
Well, James, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play it for you again. Let's listen to how loud the cheers were when he responded. This is playing entirely to his base, and that's why I think it's backfiring. Let's hear the cheers, just the cheers, please.
I think what people have come here today, seductive interviewer, there you are. I think people have, I don't think they want to hear about that kind of thing, unless I'm wrong. Forgive me.
Well, there we are. I mean, that's his base. It's not going to do him any damage whatsoever. Meanwhile, it's distracting the rest of us. I've just given you three substantive debates we could be having. The fancy... that we can have some form of GATT24 arrangement while we go through a no-deal scenario, which is it's a fantasy. Then, of course, there's a relationship with Steve Bannon, now it's being alleged, had a back-and-forth with Mr. Johnson when he resigned as Foreign Secretary, helping him draft his resignation speech. And then, of course, there's this story that went completely under our radar, the dismissal of the chairman of the Conservative Muslim Forum, who's been in that position since 2014 for raising concerns about Mr. Johnson's relationship with the Muslim communities. He's been removed from his post by unanimous vote. These are three substantive stories we should be talking about. And you want to gossip with me about a row he had with his lover at midnight after a drink when he spilt red wine on a sofa. I mean, come on, how Coronation Street in EastEnders do you want to get? We're going to continue this debate. In fact, I may even steer it to the more substantive conversations that I think are more relevant, because I hope my point's been made. But we are going to stick on Mr. Johnson for the next hour. As I say, I'd rather focus on the substantive policy issues. So if you've got something to say about the Steve Bannon conversation, if you've got something to say about the Conservative Muslim Forum chairman conversation we just interviewed, Mohammed Amin, or if you've got something to say about the fantasy of a no-deal scenario and the solutions that Boris Johnson is promising that even David Gawk criticised, saying it's simply impossible to implement, then please do call me at 03456060973. As I say, we're going to stick to the conversation of the Conservative leadership contest. The Tory leadership contest has erupted in acrimony last night as Jeremy Hunt said Boris Johnson did not deserve to leave the country unless he answered questions about his character. I'm predicting for you, as I always have, that he still will win. He will be our next Prime Minister. We will have no say over it. And the man who will be unelected will steer this